This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You probably should have covered this yesterday, but I've been behind. And I didn't speak on the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but after, you know, reviewing it and seeing, because I don't watch it, and I understand why the president doesn't go, but after getting the feedback from it, I get it. I get it. You know, look, I don't know how you guys feel about this stuff. This is the pomp and circumstance of what we've been doing now because, you know, supposedly this is supposed to be this adversarial thing. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was supposed to be an adversarial thing where the press, who you normally keep politicians in check, would have a little fun, you know, it would be like a fun nature thing of like a roast, you know, let's get back at each other a little bit. Now, this was before the press became, you know, all in for the left. But now Donald Trump's looking at it and he's going, I've been to a couple of them. I know what they do. This is just one of these types of events where the left tends to gain, and I'm talking about the media, tends to gain more so-called credibility because the president shows up to it and it's been this thing that's been a tradition. And Donald Trump says, you know what, maybe we need to stop the tradition, the traditions and the traditions where the press gets to just beat up on me and I got to sit there and look magnanimous by taking it. But don't think that that stopped the left from doing, you know, insulting things to conservatives. But what they don't understand is this, folks. The more they insult us, the worse it gets for them. We are deplorables. Conservative women are supposedly too submissive to their toxic masculinity bedfellows to have overcome their fear and vote for the woman who now takes credit for the failed woman's movement. So in other words, Hillary Clinton says women were too afraid of their husbands and their sons to vote for her. Now, speaking of the women's movement, note that the very same movement in full bloom occurred at the White House Correspondents' Dinner or event or whatever they call it. But the idea that women are hired now to become attack dogs against other women. And it's funny because Sarah Sanders herself tweeted, the only women's movement that I've seen or war on women, she says, that I've seen has been against women who are close to Donald Trump. If you're Kellyanne Conway, they're against you. If you're Katrina Pearson, they're against you. If you're, I mean, name them. Certainly Sarah Sanders. I've met her. She's a nice lady. It's that simple. I don't think she'd do anything to offend you. But leave it to the left for anything that comes up. They got to jump on Sarah Sanders. It's crazy. I don't get it. I didn't even know who Michelle Wolf. Do you guys know who Michelle Wolf is? I didn't even know who Michelle Wolf was until the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Didn't know her. They say she's a comedian, but I didn't hear any comedy that came out of her. And I'll be honest with you, I think she's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I think that girl, because she looks just like her. She got the big old kind of puffy Jew hair, you know, Jewish fro, as I think we used to call it Jew fro. And, you know, it's a puffy hairstyle. Carol Kingish. Will you still love me tomorrow? Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I promise you, I did not know who she was. And somebody tweeted me, oh, why are you mad at her? She's a comedian and she's just trying to do her job and blah, blah, blah. And I went, look, again, I have no dog in the fight. I saw her. I saw what she said. I don't think she's got a frame of reference to be talking about Sarah Sanders that way. Here, let's play a clip.
I know, as much as some of you might want me to, it's 2018 and I'm a woman, so you cannot shut me up. Unless you have Michael Cohen wire me $130,000. Michael, you can find me on Venmo under my porn star name, Reince Priebus. Reince just gave a thumbs up. Okay.
Okay, I'll give it to you. That was funny stuff. It was clever. That was clever stuff. And it wasn't just because it was directed at men. It was, I'm just going to give you the comedic analysis of that. And then, because we're going to run out of time this segment, so I'm going to save it for the next segment to talk more about her. But it was funny. And here's why. Because one, it referenced something that's happening in the news today. $130,000 payment, supposedly to Stormy Daniels for whatever. And it's relevant. And it's a poke at the president without it being overly done. And the part about my poor name is Reince Priebus is, quite frankly, very funny. And so it's got all the elements to it. It's got Cohen. It's got Trump. It's got his previous chief of staff. It's got, you know, the salacious nature of the incident and yada, yada. That's what comedy is built on. So I'll give her that. She went fine. It's the next phase of what she did that wasn't cool. And we don't have enough time to get into it because, we'd be cutting it close. So I want to wait, and I'll just tell you some other things we're going to be talking about this show, because I want to also give you some ideas of what people said about Michelle Wolf. And I tweeted to Michelle Wolf as well a couple things, so we'll maybe get into that too. But here's the other thing I do want to talk about. We've already talked about Christianity being under fire. And there is now, I'm going to tease it by saying Christianity is under fire, and what you're seeing right now, what I tell you this next story, is going to prove to you just how much it's under fire. Is that a good tease? That's not a good tease. Yeah, that's not a Reince Priebus, is my poor name, tease. I'll work on it. Here's another thing I want to talk about. People leaving New York, people leaving California. And that's the good news. The good news is these people are leaving because they're getting taxed into oblivion. The bad news is when they get to where they're going, are they going to be conservatives or are they going to be liberals? Of the 800,000 people who have left California and New York in whatever period of time, and we'll delve into it, how many of those folks are conservatives? And they're going now to make a red states even redder. Because it's okay if we make California and New York more blue. Let them drive themselves into oblivion. The real question is, you know, are we getting their best and brightest? That's what I want to know. So we'll talk about that. And a story we haven't talked a lot about is this girl who's part of some show who's been doing some pretty strange things with these cults. So anyway, lots to talk about when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Just gave a thumbs up. Okay.
Just played again the comedy stylings of Michelle. What's her name? Wolf. Is she even kind of that dude, Michael Wolf, who wrote the book Fire and Fury? He spells his name with two F's. She only spells hers with one. Her Twitter name is Michelle is a Wolf, at Michelle is a Wolf. Anyway, just tell you that in case you want to reach out to her and tell her you're not exactly thrilled with what she had to say. But anyway, I play that again because that was decent comedy. It was well written and, it was biting, edgy. It had all the things to it that constitute a good joke. But then she decided to do something that, quite frankly, I don't think there was any cause for her to do this. So let me let you hear the rest of the clip.
I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's probably lies. And I'm never really sure what to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, is it Sarah Sanders? Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Is it Cousin Huckabee? Is it Auntie Huckabee Sanders? Like, what's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women? Oh, I know, Aunt Coulter.
She stole that joke. She stole that joke from me. I asked that very same question of Hillary Clinton and Ashley Judd, and I got kicked off of Twitter for a week because I said, and I asked it honestly. I wasn't even trying to be funny. I was like, you know, what do women call you when you say you're part of the women's movement and you are just nothing but sellouts? Because I get accused of being a sellout when I tell people all the time I could be filthy, stinking rich if I was a leftist. I'm talking about richer than King Solomon. I would be the richest dude on the planet because I could, if I was going to go evil and nefarious, I'd go all out. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to go and be Dr. Evil, I'm going to be the dude that rules the world. I would be Soros. I would make George Soros look like a Boy Scout. But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. But think about it. I don't know if you guys got it. I didn't even get the ash joke. I didn't get it. Ash and I didn't get it at all. I'm sitting there. I've listened to it three or four times, and I'm going, I don't get it. And then when she says, you know, what's an Uncle Tom for white women? I got that one because she stole my joke. This is the one that got me kicked off Twitter. But let me tell you, people were really unhappy about what they heard. I believe, and it's funny because when I saw the stuff over the weekend, was going to look at it. We were going to cover it yesterday, and I guess I just got busy. I don't know. But long story short, I didn't cover it. But when I did see it, they were like, Michelle Wolf torches Huckabee or something like that. And, you know, so I looked, I was like, whoa, what? Sarah Huckabee got torched? Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you, on the side of conservatism, I can't imagine how, you know, what do you mean Sarah Huckabee got, conservatives don't get torched, we are on the side of righteousness, there's nothing for us to get torched over. So I was really curious. And then I listened to the clip and I was like, no, Sarah Huckabee didn't get torched. I said, that girl got torched. That was the problem. I think she made a career-ending move here. I really do. I sent her a tweet that said, it was something along the lines of, because I heard she got a deal with Netflix. Right after that, Netflix is giving her a show. And I was like, well, Chelsea Handler got a show on Netflix, and she's now social justice warrior. Doesn't pay as well. So that was one thing. And then I tweeted her something like, I bet you Sarah Sanders fares better than you over the next three, you know, 6.5 years as she works for President Trump in whatever capacity. I don't know how long she's going to work for him, but I bet she fares better than you. Sarah Carter, she's an investigative reporter, she said, I wouldn't have thought any less if they would have walked out. It was insulting and shameful. White House Correspondents' Dinner is not about journalism this year, but about elite snobbery and bullying. I'm thankful I wasn't there. Real Donald Trump was smart not to go. Hang with great people in Michigan. And we'll talk about the Michigan thing as well. Another thing I didn't talk about, because they aren't really, to me, these aren't big stories. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but we could talk about these anytime. Because, look, I know what the press is going to do. And also, as far as the rally goes, I'm going to give you insights to the rally that you, I guarantee you don't have anywhere else because I had people there. So I'm going to give you some insights into that. But as far as this Correspondents' Dinner thing, it's par for the course. The only thing is, how vile can they be? A guy named Paris Denard, he's a black conservative, he said this, and I thought a comedian calling President Obama the N-word to his face was an embarrassing and offensive and shameful moment at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Tonight's outright nasty, vulgar, hateful, and hurtful jokes at President Real Obama, at the VP, and the women working at the White House, was deplorable. That's what he put. Like I said, I've looked at this thing through and through, because I try to figure out the motivation. What are the women and the Democrats thinking? Who, first of all, who hires these people? Here's the part I struggle with the most. I truly didn't even know who this woman was. Am I that detached? I'm sure she's a pop culture icon because I don't know her. Now, there are people out there going, well, Kevin, you're just getting old. You know, you no longer know anybody. You know, it's not the way things work any longer. Well, maybe so. But I'm pretty... I know most of the TV shows are on. I don't know the names of songs, but I know them when I hear them. I've never heard anything from this chick. And I just wonder, how did she get the gig? You know she got paid handsomely. And as I said, there were parts of her little shtick that were funny. There were other parts of it that I thought were so... they were so over the top that you just say to yourself, do you not have any type of a... I don't want to say barometer because it's not weather. Do you have some type of filter that says this is where I won't go? And it isn't because Sarah Sanders is off limits necessarily. It's just, it's uncouth. Is there any type of thing there? I don't believe the left have it. We're going to talk a bit about Joy Reid, who said some foul things and used imagery of the LGBTQ community. And it's clear that she can't stand them. She used them, you know, in order to insult some people on the right, because that's how the left are. But just, you know, forgive her. The people are going to be asking us for us to forgive Michelle Wolf soon. Watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
I call this new relationship between President Trump and Kanye West Donye, D-O-N-Y-E, Donye. And I've seen these pictures of him merged to look like Trump and vice versa. It's actually pretty funny. But this thing is bigger than we think. Obviously, I talked about it the other day, and I want to discuss it in terms of the popularity of the Democrats, the popularity of Hillary Clinton, because the left have freaked out over these two guys even communicating. And that should tell you all you need to know. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Now, Chance the Rapper, he came in and, tweeted in his little thing and then, of course, did his mea culpa. But this is a big deal. And one of the tweets I saw, and this is what Kanye says: why is it such a big deal to find out that someone isn't a Democrat? You're not allowed to associate someone's gender, but you're allowed to assume their political affiliation. This is 2018. That's what somebody tweeted with respect to Kanye. And Trump, of course, tweets: Donye has performed a great service to the black community. Big things are happening. Opening up for the first time in decades. Legacy stuff. And, of course, he thanked Chance the Rapper, who immediately did his mea culpa. And again, we've talked about it. I'm bringing this up because I want to put it in the context of the 2018 November election, where everybody has this concept. And the smell is bothering me. Anyway, where people have this concept that it's going to be some kind of a, first of all, to have an idea that the Democrats are going to be running away with something, it goes beyond even reasoning. But, okay, I'll play. But I want to put it in perspective to tell you that the reason why this is such a big deal is because it gives you the fear that exists within the Democratic Party. Kanye West tweeting whatever he tweeted should not, if you're confident about who you are, should have no bearing. It's like me hearing that, so Justin Bieber is separated. He no longer is friends with Kanye. That's what I saw. Is there a big hoopla in the conservative? Oh my God, Justin Bieber, he's separated. I heard Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg has cut off Kanye. Oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Snoop Dogg has cut off Kanye West. You hear nothing, right? But Kanye West, now in a sense supporting Trump, big deal, big hoopla. There's nobody. Let me put it in terms, maybe because I know I'm being a little bit confusing. There's nobody on the left who could say, I hate Trump and I've cut off Kanye. that's going to make us all go, oh my gosh, our prospects in November of this year are terrible. They're horrible. What are we going to do? There's nothing. They got nothing. But they lose one guy who, by the way, isn't the biggest name. This is a dude who not long ago was begging billionaires to give him money. That's how bad things were for Kanye. Anyway, Charlie Kirk tweeted, I wish certain Republican members of Congress were as proud to support Trump as Kanye West. And again, I agree. Now, what's most interesting about the Kanye West thing is its impact on the black community. I'm going to get to the polls here in a second, but and maybe I won't, because this is an interesting discussion to me anyway, for other reasons. Now, many of the things that were said about Kanye after this were, man, you're losing your blackness, and all, it had to do with his identity. Because, as you guys know, the left are, they love identity politics. Kanye, if you go with Trump, you cannot be black. And Lord knows, I've heard this 1,000 times. In fact, somebody tweeted of how, you know, it was how, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but it was like, oh, this is such a big deal. It was revolutionary for Kanye. And I'm going, look, folks, black conservatives have been holding the banner of identity politics for a long time, many decades before Kanye, decades before Kevin Jackson. And he's not going to be the Pied Piper of black conservatism, and neither is Candace Owens. It's a combination of a lot of things that have to happen. And it isn't a 15-minute of fame thing that we're talking about here. It's a body of work. And what's so interesting to me is both with respect to a lot of these issues, and I'll use Kanye as an example. Kanye was the one who didn't like George Bush, but he's okay with Trump. Candace is an avowed leftist admitted leftist who's now figured things out. Good for them. But then there are people, and by the way, Thomas Sowell was a Marxist, which I didn't know this, and became one of my idols. Clarence Thomas, like me, has always been an independent, thought for himself, and never could rationalize being a Democrat. So he, like me, never was one. I certainly wasn't. And I believe that there are many people who feel like there are many along the spectrum. But here's the thing. It's starting to occur. But the way that they want to get us back is they always discuss our blackness. I'm going to get to the polling. I know. So when I was thinking about, we're talking about what happened here. One black dude says, I like Trump. Now, he's well known, but is he well respected? Why the hoopla? And why immediately do they not attack him as a man? Kanye, how can you like Donald Trump, man? He's, you know, I mean, because if it's a policy issue and you say, well, man, how can you like Donald Trump? He gave a tax break. Well, I like my money. I don't like Donald. Well, how can you like Donald Trump when he, and if it's personal, Kanye's going to go, when he what? When he did what? What has he done that I shouldn't like? Well, he's a womanizer or whatever. And I played, the other day I talked about, Mayweather. Mayweather's going, look, man, the dude is real. He talks about women the way men talk about women. Things like that. But when it gets into the blackness, that's where it touches a nerve, because I don't really care. You guys know my feelings about this. I don't care whether, oh, Kevin, you're a black man, supposed to think this way or that way. Whatever. Well, my parents gave me my blackness. Kanye's parents gave him his blackness. The idea that in 2018 we are still discussing what it takes for somebody to be declared black, I find kind of humorous. Nobody can take away my blackness. I don't care if I'm Urkel. I'm still black. I may be the biggest nerd on the planet, but I'm still black. The idea that I'm supposed to be like somebody else who's black is as foreign to me as calling me Rockefeller. So on this subject, I tweeted, hey, Democrats, more bad news to come as more blacks begin exiting the closet. And I'm not talking LGBT. Then I tweeted this. Leftist America shakes in their baby seal leather boots that Trump leads a black exodus from the Democrats' dementia. Then I tweeted this. So, Kanye said to the Democrats in the words of a country song, get the hammer, honey, there's a fly on mama's head. I like that one. And then I said, so Kanye West tweeted in the words of a said in, to Democrats in the words of a country song, if I can't be number one in your life, then number two on you. And then I tweeted this one. So Kanye said to the Democrats, in the words of a country song, get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye. Oh, man. And they got a firestorm going. By the way, Twitter will not let me grow. They don't want to see anybody listen to my stuff. They shadow banned me. I had about, no exaggeration, 100 people contact me on Facebook and say, Kevin, I don't know what happened. You're no longer in my feed. I had to go look for you. And the cool thing about it is they did go look for me, so I appreciate you guys doing that. But, Facebook and Twitter, they don't want my things getting out. I'm actually shocked that they let some of the things get out that they do, but, it is what it is. Anyway, my last tweet was, it was to an Asian guy, and he was saying, well, he said, what about Asians? And it reminded me of this joke where this guy goes into a bank and Asian guy goes into a bank and he says, I need to do a money exchange. And they give him a certain amount of money for his yens. And then he comes back the next day and they give him less money for his yen. He's like, hey, yesterday I get more money than today. And the teller looks at him and he goes, why? And he says, why? Why is this? And the teller says, well, fluctuation. And he goes, he looks down, and I'm pretty sure you can figure out the punchline. We'll be back, folks. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want you to try to think about what the Democrats have to be excited about rolling into 2018. They're coming off of 2016, which is bad. It was horrible. And the aftermath of that cannot be understated in any way. They're coming off of a bad year in 2017 where Trump performed really well. Let's face it, no matter how you slice it, it was a good year. Stock market up, et cetera, all good things. And now rolling into 2018 and solidly into the year, we've got still more good news. Stock market has adjusted a bit, no problem, but it's still up there. If you were in the market at the early on with Trump, you've made money. The likelihood of you having a job is pretty good. If you have a job now, you have mobility. If you have a job now, you probably got a raise because people are now having to bid for services of other people and not just, you know, letting you have to fester in your job for months and months and years because you know now you have nowhere to go. You now have the ability to move about the country, not to go quoting Southwest Airlines. And so
things are better. The North Korea thing, the only thing that could have been better for that, maybe, I mean, if you want to look at it politically, is it had come in the August-September time frame where Trump could be, you know, tooting his horn and Republicans could say, ooh, he's our leader, and it could be the theoretical October surprise. But the real October surprise is going to be release of more and more information about the crooked Democrats and everything they did to prevent Trump from becoming president. So you've got Bob Mueller's investigation essentially winding down in terms of how it involves Donald Trump. And you've got the investigations that are winding up that are involving Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the Podesta boys, and everything associated with that. And I'm going to tell you where all the roads are going to lead. They're going to lead to somebody in the Obama administration, and people are going to start going to prison soon. I don't know whether it'll be Comey or McCabe or whatever, but Comey's not helping. Comey's running around the country criticizing the president's hands and other nonsensical things and, you know, trying to give excuses as to why he didn't react to certain things and giving rationalizations that aren't paying off. We did a segment the other day where I talked about how Comey's thing is backfiring. This whole book tour thing is backfired. In fact, I believe in my heart of hearts this book tour will likely be canceled at some point because Comey's lawyers are going to say, look, dude, you're getting yourself in a heap of, you know, heap of trouble. So this is the backdrop. Now, while all this is going on, of course, the left wants to convince us that we're the ones in trouble. The Republicans are in trouble. So they told us, oh, well, hey, in this special election that occurred in Arizona, if the Republicans can't win it by a certain percentage, then it's Armageddon, Armageddon. The Republican won it. Lesko, she won it. And have we talked about it since? Have the Democrats really taken advantage of their moral victory? What are they doing? Are they spiking the football still? No, you haven't heard a word. Then, on the heels of that, we get the devastating news that Kanye West may be a free thinker. A free-range Negro. God forbid that happened in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry, because now the jig is up, so to speak. So they attack Kanye. Chance the Rapper comes to his defense. He gets attacked to the point where he does a mea culpa. But nobody cares now because the genie's out of the bottle. Well, the genie's been out of the bottle. And all the polling and all the things that people want to talk about in the world are not going to put the genie back in the bottle, because you know what? It's been decades leading up to this. It's been the great black conservatives. No matter when they come along. By the way, one name I haven't mentioned in a while is Mason Weaver. Mason Weaver is a converted Democrat. He told me, I'll never forget it. He says, Kevin, I converted. He lived in California. He goes, I woke up one day and went, what the heck have I been thinking? And he goes, I dropped cold turkey. Mason is a former Navy guy, good looking young black guy in the prime of life. And he says, Kevin, I had women throwing themselves at me. He goes, Democrat, went, you know, leftist women. He goes, do you understand the treasure trove? I was laughing about it. He was like, dude, you have no idea what I gave. I'm like, I do. I do know what you gave up. He's like, I had the life. Rising star. I was going to make a lot of money. All I had to do was just, you know, continue going down the dark side. And he goes, my life is dramatically different. And if you know how charismatic Mason is and how steadfast he is, I'm telling you, there's no question in my mind. This guy he'd be a senator and he'd be feasting. He'd be worth tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, because that's the level of charisma he has. And he says, in that moment, he goes, I knew what I was giving up. He goes, and that day, I broke all ties. He goes, the girls I was dating, the people I was hanging around, and he goes, and my life changed dramatically, but it changed for the better in his estimation. Well, GOP strategist Liz Mayer said the latest polling suggests why Hillary Clinton's obnoxious whining about sexism ought to be directed at her own party and not the GOP. I'm reading this. It says the twice-failed presidential candidate recently complained that losing male politicians are never told to shut up and go away, which, of course, isn't true. So her thing was, why should she do it? This article says, I'd wager that Republicans would wholeheartedly agree in this case. I've argued that the RNC should consider devoting resources to help ensure that Mrs. Clinton's voice remains as loud and as prevalent as ever before in our national politics. It's Democrats who should be quietly, or not so quietly, wishing that she would exit stage left. Despite all of the Trump administration's endless drama and controversy and chaos, American voters have not developed a case of buyer's remorse vis-a-vis Crooked H in the case of Hillary Clinton. So she goes into polling, and the polling numbers are pretty astonishing. And again, this is Liz Mayer. This article was in Town Hall. Liz Mayer. And she says, Hillary Clinton's incredibly unpopular. And she gives the numbers, and she says, right before the election, the share of people who viewed Hillary Clinton unfavorably was 10 points larger than those who had a favorable view of her. And this is according to a Wall Street Journal NBC poll. Now, interestingly, we weren't hearing a whole lot about how unpopular Hillary was. I knew it. I knew it intuitively. I believe the Democrats knew it. I knew it intuitively and observationally. And I explained it to everybody. I said, look, you can't go to black churches and only have 100 people in the church and a mega church and be a presidential candidate that can win. That tells me right there the black community doesn't care about you. Think about in 2008, Barack Obama going to a black church. The place would be jam packed. And I saw one, it was a mega church where the congregation was 4,000 or more. And the president-elect, I mean, the lady who was running for president is a Democrat, Hillary Clinton, they had to bring in the curtains because it looked too empty because they were expecting, I don't know, whatever the number was, but whatever they were expecting, they didn't get. And they were, when they finally got to the real count, it was about 100 people. And I'm not exaggerating this. 50 of them were people that Hillary brought. So she was spending more money trying to get the black vote than there were black people in the, you know, in other words, 50-50 for people. That's ridiculous. You can't win like that. And I could go on. There was nothing that would make you go, this is a populist thing. Now, of course, the media was hyping it up. But just say, hey, Hillary Clinton's going to be at such and such. If it weren't for the elites, there'd be nobody there. Nobody cared. Now, you could say Donald Trump is going to show up somewhere, and middle class America showed up. And that to me was the barometer. And I knew, okay, this is done. Hillary's done. She's cooked. Anyway, so she's 10 points lower. Her favorability is 10 points less than her favorability. And this is pre-election. They said historical Wall Street Journal, NBC polling shows that recent losing presidential candidates, Mitt Romney, John McCain, Kerry, and Al Gore, experienced post-election declines in positive sentiment. But Mrs. Clinton's drop-off is a bit steeper. Her positive rating is now at a new low of 27% compared with 52% who have a negative opinion of her. The spread is a 25 percentage point greater than President Trump, who is underwater by 18 points. Now, I want to say something on that. These are polls that favor Democrats, as we all know. Wall Street Journal, leftists. NBC, leftists. Trump, of course, I understand those people. Oh, it's favorable versus unfavorable or 18-point difference. Who cares? The bigger issue for me is Clinton's, because it's a Democrat favorability. But this is not just based on Hillary Clinton's popularity, folks. This is the Democrats' popularity. This is Congress's popularity. This is Barack Obama's popularity and Michelle Obama and all of them. Don't be fooled by this at all. Nothing is an indicator that's good for the Democrats for this year.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.